We sand.
All right. Everybody ready to go? Good luck. Toss up one. This deity was worshipped at a still extant temple at Cusai, where a group of beautiful women held to be aspects of this deity had names such as You from the Land of Silence, Your Name Flourishes Through Skill, and Lady of the Universe. Those women are part of a group called the Seven of this goddess and often appear at childbirth. Many stelae call this goddess the Lady of Lapis Lazuli and the Lady of Turquoise. Due to its physical similarity to her, the Sistrum is often used in the worship of this deity, who in one story is able to make Rei Harakhti laugh by lewdly dancing and exposing her genitals. A well-preserved temple to this goddess is located in Dendera. Depending on the source, either this goddess or a lion-headed goddess had to be calmed with beer to stop her from destroying humanity. Joy and motherhood were among the domains of, for 10 points, what cow-headed...
Hathor.
Here's your bonus. In one section, this book examines the meaning of the Greek word synodos, claiming that it's synonymous with destroyer, like the Fenris wolf of Norse myth. 10 points each. Name this 1950 book, which theorized that the planet Venus was ejected from Jupiter as a comet around 1500 BC, which the ancient Greeks then memorialized in their mythology as Athena springing out of the head of Zeus. Velikovsky also uses the Venus transit to explain the eruption of this volcano on the island of Santorini, which blew up during the Minoan eruption, often linked to the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt.
Stromboli?
Yeah, Stromboli. Probably. Yeah, Stromboli. Thera. Oh. Tracking the time between the risings and settings of Venus is also cited as inspiring the creation of these artifacts, which contain ancient Chinese character writing during the late Shang Dynasty and were apparently used in divination rituals. It's a hard part. Also, this quantity names a phenomenon which can be avoided by non-critical phase matching. Its namesake, walk-off. For an infinitely long cylindrical current carrying wire, this quantity at the surface of the wire is proportional to the current squared divided by the product of the conductivity and the cube of the radius of the wire. In relativity, the Maxwell stress tensor is augmented by adding a fourth row and fourth column whose elements consist of the Cartesian components of this quantity. The time average of this quantity divided by the speed of light gives radiation pressure.
It's the pointing vector.
It is the pointing vector.
Good work.
Here's your bonus. Matthew Prior translated a poem supposedly by this author with the lines, "My little pretty fluttering thing, must we no longer live together?" 10 points each. Name this author of Animula Vagula Blandula. His memoir, titled a novel by Marguerite Yourcenar, which describes how he forms a telestabilita as leader of the Roman Empire.
Hadrian.
Philegon of Tralles, a Greek freedman who wrote under Hadrian, wrote the Book of Marbles, one of the best-known pieces of writing in this genre of ancient Greek literature, which purports to tell of fantastical events.
What's happening right now?
History. It's a paradoxography. Some of Hadrian's writing survives in the Palatine Anthology, a collection of writings that includes these witty statements. The poet Martial proves many of them.
Epigrams.
One.
Okay.
Cool.
All
right.
Three. Critics like Meredith Newman and Harry Stout have analyzed these works based on handwritten notes written in response to them. In a fictional example of these works, a man is compared to the description on a handbill promising 500 gold coins for the apprehension of a parricide. Jonathan Mayhew drew on John Locke to write one of these works, often called the Morning Gun of the American Revolution. Many of these works are either execution or election ones, such as Errand into the Wilderness by Samuel Danforth. One of these texts, which offers a two-stranded lesson regarding a man seeking a ship to Tarshish, appears in Moby Dick, while another of them begins by discussing the quote, "Their foot shall slide..."
Sermons?
Yeah. Your bonus. This compound's namesake clearance and the ratio of levels of blood urea nitrogen to its levels in serum are common metrics used to gauge renal function. And what's each name this compound, which is synthesized in muscle as a breakdown product of a similar named compound that bodybuilders often use as a supplement.
Creatinine.
The creatinine clearance is used to measure the filtration rate of this tiny cluster of capillaries, which is surrounded by Bowman's capsule in the nephron of the kidney.
Yeah, that's right.
Glomerulus.
Yep. Another biomarker of kidney disease is the neutrophil gelatinase-associated one of these proteins. These extracellular proteins are used to transport small hydrophobic molecules such as fatty acids and retinol.
What are you talking about?
Vesicle? Or lipocalins. Also, for Lewis D. Campbell staged a filibuster of this legislation called the Ham Sandwich Speech because he constantly ate food as he spoke until he was nearly attacked by Henry Edmondson. A 14th section was added to this legislation to meet the demands of a group of politicians named for the house where they all resided during the negotiations, the F Street Mess. In response to this legislation, Eli...
It's like the Kansas Nebraska Act.
It was.
The Kansas Nebraska Act of 1858.
And so following with the psychology of very young children, 10 points each, according to Jean Piaget, the first 2 years of an infant's life are spent in this stage, where the child learns the concept of causality, and at the very end discovers out of impermanence.
Pre-operational.
Sensory motor.
Oh, fuck.
Leo Kanner appears to have coined the term for this hypothesis, which purports to explain the development of autism as being caused by an early lack of parental bonding time. This thesis was later popularized by the book The Empty Quarters.
Yes.
Robert Fance, a psychologist at Weizmann Reserve University, placed human and chimpanzee babies in this device. He showed that even 4-month-old babies are capable of perceiving form because they stare longer at contoured figures like human faces than plain figures like random ovals.
I don't know, so it's the visual cliff.
It's the looking chamber.
Oh, okay.
Chamber for looking. Awesome 5. The first complete version of this opera was produced by Patrice Chéreau and featured Teresa Stratos as a female lead, for which she won a Grammy. In the score for this opera, the composer wrote the word beiläufig, or casually, at the moment a character asks, "Isn't that the sofa where your father bled to death?" The female lead of this opera rejects an offer to marry a prince who wishes to travel in Africa after Alva proposes to write an opera about her. At its opening, an animal tamer shows off various animals before bringing in a character who's dressed as Pierrot. Its female lead contracts cholera in an orchestral interlude in this work, which depicts her trial and subsequent jail sequence for murdering her husband. The plays Earth Spirit and Pandora's Box.
Lulu?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the bonus. A pilot who refused to participate in this action reportedly declared, "You can kiss my foot. I did not lose 4 friends and fly 10,000 miles in order to bomb Jews." And when each named this ferry, which the new Israeli government under David Ben-Gurion threatened to blow up and named a cargo ship in 1948 because it was carrying arms to independent Irgun fighters.
Yeah, I'll blame it.
The Irgun was headed by this man who later served as Prime Minister of Israel and signed the Camp David Accords with Anwar Sadat. This Minister of Defense under Ben-Gurion may have authorized the secret bombing of targets in Egypt in a campaign called Operation Susanna, after which he resigned.
Perun.
It's Pinhas Lavon.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
No, did not.
6. Research by Daniel Kirk Davidoff suggests that these structures, and not deep convective clouds, increase the temperature of the Earth during the Eocene epoch by creating a positive feedback loop. These objects are typically formed during an austral winter when wind passes over mountain ranges and subsequently induces the formation of gravity waves. That in turn leads to the creation of one of these structures, ice crystals, which have temperatures lower than 85 degrees Celsius. Their 1A, 1B, and 1C types are composed of metastable water and nitric or sulfuric acid. They form at latitudes above 50 degrees and are usually only visible during twilight. These iridescent structures convert bromine and chlorine into forms that are highly reactive to ozone, suggesting that they play a role in global warming. For 10 points, name these polar clouds in the stratosphere that are named for their resemblance to Mother of Pearl.
Opalescent.
No.
So, like, clouds or something?
Nacreous clouds.
Oh, okay.
That is, in fact, the Kirk Davidoff's father.
Yeah. I said in one of Daniel Kirk Davidoff's papers in one of my... Yeah, how much does he know about that research on the increased crime?
Right, awesome 7. A symphony nickname for this activity depicts it using a quotation from a divertissement by Jean-Baptiste Morin in its final movement, which was originally composed as the overture to La Fedelta Premiata. The third piece in Suzuki's Book 2 for the violin is adapted from a chorus sung by people with this occupation, Was gleicht wohl auf Erden. Haydn's Symphony 73 is nicknamed for its fourth movement depicting this activity, which is also portrayed in Liszt's 8th Transcendental Etude and Paganini's 9th Caprice. The third movement of Autumn from Vivaldi's Four Seasons depicts this activity, which sometimes names the third movement Scherzo.
Haunt.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Something.
Here's your bonus. Can each answer the following about VHDL, a language that is used to model the behavior, timing, and structure of a digital circuit? VHDL can be used to virtually specify components in a logic block, such as these components that take 2 of the N input lines and N selector lines, then output one of the input lines.
How do we keep getting fine points?
I don't know. You're picking the wrong toss-up
shot.
Answer.
No. It's a multiplexer. VHDL, as well as Verilog, can be used to configure these not application-specific integrated circuits whose name suggests that the logic blocks within them can be repeatedly reconfigured.
I have no idea.
Answer. Field programmable gate arrays, or FPGAs. This logical operator was added to VHDL from its original ADA specification. Like the NAND operator, this logical operator's gate can be used to implement the gates of all other logical operators. It outputs 1 only when both of its inputs are 0.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Oh,
to
go
with
NOR.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or NOR.
Okay. NAND and NOR.
Okay.
That makes sense.
8. In a commentary on this text, Michael Gelvin used Abraham Lincoln's pipe as an example of an occurrence artifact left behind by one of the 4 senses of history discussed in this book. This book discusses the example of a motor car equipped with an adjustable red arrow that will indicate which path it will take in a section about the definiteness signified by signs. It contains a discussion of the Logos as a means of reason, not judgment, and suggests that Logos is used to uncover the concealed nature of the world. This book opens by quoting Plato's The Sophist to describe the battle of giants about entities that are conscious of their own existence. It includes a discussion between ontic and ontological modes of existence.
This is being a time.
It is.
That's true.
Yeah. And Kent Nagano of the Halle Orchestra commissioned this piece, which was dedicated to a woman alongside whom the composer had worked as an assistant to Benjamin Britten. Pinpoint each named this 2000 composition that opens the soft trombone chord played over even softer high violin notes that should be sustained from the piece this one was designed to be played after.
The last one of the planets, the Pluto, maybe?
Okay,
Pluto.
Maybe more.
Pluto does something to something, like the Colin Matthews thing.
Pluto the Renewer.
The what?
The Renewer.
Renewer.
Colin Matthews' Pluto the Renewer was written to be played as the eighth movement of this English composer's orchestral suite, The Planets.
Pulse Pulse.
Yeah. In 2006, a suite to accompany The Planets called Asteroids was commissioned by this European orchestra, whose current principal conductor is Simon Rattle. 12 of its cellists often perform as a separate ensemble.
That's what I thought. You should serve. Berlin?
More.
Do you want
that? Yeah.
But that's the first part of
there are multiple Pluto movements playing in the whole thing.
No, so perfect.
So funny.
Well, you're perfect. 24. Awesome. 9. This emperor offered to resign after a revolt by Jotapian and the naming of the rival emperor Pacatianus in Moesia, but the city prefect delivered a speech in front of the Senate convincing him to stay in power. He named his brother Gaius Julius Priscus as ruler of the eastern provinces after negotiating a peace with Shapur I, in which he agreed to pay a massive indemnity to the Persians. He commissioned the historian Asinius Quadratus to write his History of 1,000 Years as part of the lavish games he ran for the millennial anniversary of Rome. According to Eusebius of Caesarea, he asked to participate in a prayer service on Easter, making him perhaps the first Christian emperor, but he was made to do penance, possibly for killing his predecessor Gordian III. After ruling for 5 years, this emperor was overthrown by Decius in 249 AD. For 10 points, name this emperor whose epithet indicates the Roman province that he hailed from.
Philip the Arab?
It sure is.
That's right. You were supposed to be
This poem ends with an image of the change onward from ours to that of beings who walk other spheres. What's each name is a poem by Walt Whitman, which contemplates the various creatures such as sea lettuce, fast lichen, strange flowers and seeds, the thick tangle, openings, and pink turf of the tidal world.
The sea.
The world below the brine.
Okay.
Which appears without the cradle endlessly rocking in this poetry collection of Walt Whitman.
Gross.
The section of Leaves of Grass includes The World Below the Brine and Out of the Cradle Endlessly Rocking. It also includes a poem in which the narrator recognizes vast similitude interlocks all, called On the Beach at Night Alone.
Oh man, I don't know what this is.
Yes?
Like Poems of Adam or something like that?
Sea Drift.
Sea Drift. That's it. Sorry guys.
10. This author wrote a poem in which the armpit fragrance of an oblong-headed lioness turns chloroform enough for the speaker's patience. That poem appears in a cycle which renders the milieu of the collective rape of innocence and profanation of mysteries, and concludes with the sunbird once again being able to sing. One of this writer's last poems was written in the form of a praise song to honor the centenary of W.B. Yeats's birth. The barefooted speaker of another poem by this writer leans on an oil bean while being lost in a certain figure's legend as he stands naked.
Okay, well.
Yes.
Which one
is it?
Nigerian poet.
No, sorry, which poem was better?
Oh, that was Yeats, which was that other camp.
Okay. A platform made of crystal in the middle of a water fountain can be found on the left side of this artist's depiction of Charon crossing from Elysium to Tartarus, called The Crossing the River Styx. With each name, this Walloon artist from the 16th century, known for his magnificent works set in rocky locations, such as a depiction of the flight into Egypt that also portrays the miracle of the corn.
Jesus. I don't know what this is.
Yes?
Alzheimer.
Joachim Patnir.
He's got
Patnir was the first to develop the world form of this genre and was praised by Albrecht Dürer as being one of the best artists working in it. These paintings generally depict trees, rocks, and other natural elements.
That's good.
Yes. Patnir also painted a world landscape showing this person in a rocky landscape. He is shown sleeping in a Parmigianino painting titled for his vision, and a small depiction of him appears in the bottom right corner of Madonna of the Long Neck.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. The half I got 190 from Maryland, 250 from Minnesota. 190.
Oh.
190, 50.
200. For us. And then
50
for them.
See, so 10 and 20 for 30, 10 and 20 for 60, 10 and 10 for 80, 10 and 20 for 110.
I have 90 on. Oh, we didn't get accessory motor damage.
Right. Yeah.
Just like assumed that we did.
I should have told you, yeah.
Yeah, 90 gets us a damage.
Are we good? Alright. Cool. Alright, toss up 11. This man wrote about sailing around the Mediterranean in his yacht, the Fleur-de-Lis, in the First Mate's Log. He argued that the Middle Ages possessed a greater unity of mind because the disciplines of religion, art, and philosophy had not yet been divided, whereas people in the modern age cannot create the map of knowledge across those disciplines to achieve happiness in his book, Speculum Mentis. This man's pupil, Ian Richmond, revised his encyclopedic work, The Archaeology of Roman Britain, one of his four major classics on British archaeology. He's best known for a 1946 book collated after his death by...
Collingwood?
R.G. Collingwood.
Nice, nice.
Bonus. Secretary of Labor William Wilson delegated John Densmore to investigate whether either of these two men were falsely convicted. With each name, either of the two labor leaders who were framed for perpetrating the Preparedness Day bombing in San Francisco in 1916. Mooney or Billings? Mooney or Billings? Prior to the bombing, this politician accused the Preparedness March of being a front for the munitions industry. 20 years earlier, he delivered the Cross of Gold speech to support free silver.
Right.
This mayor of New York City from 1926 to 1932 publicized his visit to Tom Mooney while Mooney was in jail. His marriage to the Ziegfeld showgirl Betty Compton gained him the nickname Gentleman.
Oh, Judy Walker.
Walker, yeah, yeah.
Judy Walker.
Very good.
The musical Fiorello, which is about Fiorello's
Guardia.
Good job. That's job. 12. A protein found in this substance consists of an octodecamer consisting of six trimers arranged in a bouquet structure. Deficiency of this substance, it can be treated using the Insurer method. ATP binding cassette transporter A3 is critical for the production of this substance. The development of this substance can be quantified by a fluorescent polarization test, which computes the ratio of this substance to albumin, or by using thin layer chromatography to measure the LS ratio. This substance contains two collectin proteins involved in innate immunity and is spread out by two hydrophobic proteins called SPB and SPC. A deficiency of this substance is the cause of IRDS in premature babies. 90% of this substance consists of DPPC, phosphatidylcholine, and other phospholipids. For 10 points, name the substance that coats alveoli to reduce their surface tension.
Pulmonary sulfactant.
What's that?
Pulmonary sulfactant.
Oh, save the second
pulmonary right. Sulfactant.
Yeah, good job. Yeah, you're a bonus. This concept was introduced in a commentary on Aristotle's Physics by John Philoponus, which resembles the idea of physical inertia. 10 points each, named this medieval theory, elaborated by Jean Guérin, which was used to explain the path of a projectile.
Yes, so famous. I can't explain. Like,
Transcanics. Impetus. The theory of impetus appeared in discussions of the philosophy of this phenomenon, which Zeno of Elea supposedly proved was merely an illusion by proposing his namesake Aristotle. This 14th century English philosopher, dubbed Dr. Profundus, wrote On the Ratios of Velocities and Motions, in which he developed a theory of motion suggesting that a geometric increase in force over resistance corresponded to an arithmetic increase in velocity.
Dr. Profundus is Bacon.
Thomas Bradwardine. Oh, 13. In one episode of this novel, an officer smashes a lamp of oil on the protagonist's head after being called a booby. The protagonist of this book encounters a shepherd who tells of how the beautiful 16-year-old Leandra was ravished by a soldier. Earlier, the protagonist of this novel sleepwalks and punctures wineskins, screaming that he's assisting a woman from Guinea named Miko Mikona. In this novel, a sailor escapes from captivity with Zoraida, a beautiful maiden who later converts to Christianity. This novel includes a lengthy digression set in Florence about Anselmo asking his friend Lotario to test his wife's fidelity. This novel, which details the adventures of the protagonist with Cardenio and Dorotea, was published in two parts 10 years apart and attributed to Cide Hamete Benengeli. The Knight of the White...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm thinking of Monster.
Okay.
Here you go. This formalism gives rise to the so-called E cross P drift and polarization drift. For 10 points each, name this formalism, which expresses the motion of a charged particle as the sum of a circular motion caused by the Lorentz force and a series of drift velocities due to the non-uniformity of the electric and magnetic fields. And
physics?
No. Guiding center approximation or formalism or whatever. The guiding center approximation is used to describe the motion of electrons and ions in these quasi-neutral ionized gases. Yes. The circular motion of a charged particle around a guiding center occurs at the frequency name for these devices, which equals charge times magnetic field over mass. These devices consist of two D-shaped cavities placed between two magnetic coils.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Solenoid.
The cyclotron.
Yes. Okay.
That's the cyclotron frequency.
Yeah. If we came up with that, I would have directed it. Certainly.
But you didn't.
Nope. We're not good at science.
14. In the prefatory chapter of this work, some might call it preface, its author states that he hopes to build a dream palace for the national thoughts of 20 million people, since all men dream, but not equally. After its author lost the original manuscript of this book while changing trains at Reading Station, he rewrote it mostly from memory. This text's introductory poem, which was edited by Robert Graves, is dedicated to an unknown person whose initials are S.A. This book was written by an author whose only other work, The Mint, describes the Royal Air Force as a coin factory. Its sixth book, The Raid Upon the Bridges, describes a failed attempt at cutting the Yarmouth Valley Railway. This book's author describes serving under General Allenby in court...
That called Pillars of Salt.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine.
Sorry. And coordinating the irregular armies of Emir Faisal and Abdullah, the capture of Damascus during the Arab Revolt is depicted in, for 10 points, what autobiographical book by T. E. Lawrence?
Seven Pillars of Wisdom.
That's right. Here's your bonus. Fulgentius states that this character's name is from the Greek for knowing nothing, since this character is a miser who's so stupid he cannot help himself. And what teach named this Phrygian king was given a gift by either Dionysus or Apollo to turn anything he touched to gold. Trust the Midas touch. In antiquity, this river once contained electrum, an alloy of copper and gold, which gave Lydia much of its wealth. Mythology states that this river had so much gold in it because Midas washed off his golden touch in it.
Yeah, I remember that story.
It's the Pactolus. The river Pactolus originates on the mountain named for this god or king with whom Midas judged a music contest between Apollo and Pan. Heracles once served his wife, Omphale, for a year.
Ooh,
we should have
something about this. Is that
the slave guy? Marcius. Yes? Marcius. His name is
Tumulus. Marcius is the guy who... Ah, why do we get these myth bonuses, too? No, we should get all
philosophy and music. 15. According to a custom of these people called the Mtetea rite, a child receives a personal name on the 8th day after his birth, and that name is celebrated in a ceremony 40 days after his birth. The religion and art of these people was written about by Robert Rattray, who claims they originated from the north of the Kong Mountains, and Joseph Dupuy wrote a journal of his residence among them. Heavy fines were imposed on these people in the Sagrenti War, and when one of their rulers was not able to pay, he was arrested and exiled to the Seychelles. Most of the...
Ashanti.
That's right.
What happened
to the first? It did happen to Prince.
Okay.
And so the following were bad times for King Richard II, 10 points each. The attempts of an Essex official to collect the full tax in 1381 sparked this uprising, led by a ragtag band including Jack Straw, John Ball, and Wat Tyler.
Peasants rule.
In response to Richard's noxious friendship with Robert de Vere, this group, originally consisting of three nobles, formed against Richard and defeated him in 1387 at Radcot Bridge, after which they convicted all of his favorites at the Merciless Parliament. Yes. Sometimes known as the Revolt of the Earls, this uprising in late 1399 tried to kill the newly crowned King Henry IV at a Windsor jousting tournament, and put Richard II back on the throne, but it was betrayed by Edward of Norwich.
So, the Epiphany Rising.
30 points.
Okay. I can get this quarter.
You certainly can.
Awesome.
It is 245 to 120.
Okay.
With 5 houses left. The astrologer John Varley commissioned this artist to render grotesque versions of such people as the occultist Cornelius Agrippa and the murderer Catherine Hayes in the series Visionary Heads. That series inspired this artist to make a miniature painting in which a muscular title animal uses his tongue to lick a bowl of blood. Dante faints an engraving by this artist in which Paolo and Francesca are part of a heavenly light and not a whirlwind of sinners. This artist of the ghost of a flea and the...
That's
a
dude.
That's not
a bird.
Here's your bonus. In this play, Ambitioso and Super Vacuo are surprised to learn that they have killed their brother Junior instead of Lusurioso. 10 points each. Name this play attributed at times to both Cyril Cornur and Thomas Middleton, which is set in an unnamed court in Italy. Its title character, Vindice, disguises himself as Piatto and discovers that his mother is subject to frailty.
Revenge strategy.
It was inspired by the works of this playwright who popularized the revenge strategy genre in England. He wrote a now lost predecessor to Hamlet, as well as the Spanish tragedy.
Kid.
In the Revenger's tragedy, the immoral Duke dies when he kisses this object. In another scene, this object is curiously given a female sexuality when it's presented it dressed in tires.
The Bible.
The skull of Gloria.
There's Apple Confessional.
20 points.
Yeah.
That does happen.
17. A precursor to this molecule has its thiolactam group S-methylated by trimethyloxonium fluoroborate. Two of this molecule's rings can be connected to form thiodextrolin via either an alkylative or oxidative pre-coupling, followed by the addition of a tertiary phosphine. Two propionic acid side chains are attached to six contiguous stereocenters in a precursor to this molecule called beta-cornorsterone. This molecule's western half consists of its B and C rings, which are connected by a sulfide contraction. It's not penicillin, but Dorothy Hodgkin won a Nobel Prize for determining the crystal structure of this molecule, which is based on a Corrin macrocycle. The total synthesis of this compound is...
Taxol.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. Was developed by Albert Eschenmoser and Robert Woodward. This compound's malabsorption in the small intestine causes pernicious anemia. 10 points, name this cobalt-containing vitamin.
B12.
That's right. here's your bonus. Guess what? Answer the following uses of zeolites in industrial chemistry. 10 points each. Zeolites are commonly used to make these porous materials, which can be used to remove water or other small molecules, since large molecules absorb while small ones pass through.
Molecular sieves.
Yeah, sure.
Molecular sieves.
Zeolites can be used to make catalysts with this property, meaning their interactions with reactants depend on the size and three-dimensional structure of the reactants.
Just like a
reaction.
Maybe something.
Maybe. Say whatever you want.
Shape-selective catalyst. Zeolites are often used in this process, in which long-chain hydrocarbons are broken down to form small alkenes and alkanes, which are used in various petroleum products.
Okay.
20.
Oh,
18. One side of this conflict used a strategy by which its musketeers were trained to close to 50 paces, allow the rear ranks to fire, then charge rapidly to 20 meters for a musket volley, followed closely by bayonet warfare. That strategy, known as Gapa tactics, was used to defeat Jakob von Fleming's cavalry during this conflict at the Battle of Gadebusch. However, that army in this conflict was later decimated when it was forced to retreat to the Tidal Mountains in an action called the Carolian Death March.
Great Northern War.
Sentence.
Military history is done.
Yep. Here's your bonus. This character describes her failing marriage to Kaneie, who is thought to be a member of the Fujiwara clan in the Kagero Nikki, which Edward Seidensticker translated as the Gossamer Years. 10 points each name this anonymous female aristocrat who is only known through her son's name. Her diary is one of the earliest known prose works written by a Japanese female writer.
This is a thing. I don't remember her name called up.
Lady.
Lady Honin.
This is the mother of Michitsuna.
Maybe not.
The mother of Michitsuna became one of the 36 immortals for inserting beautiful passages of this genre of poetry, whose name literally means Japanese poetry. The Kokinshu is a collection of this genre of poetry, which later became synonymous with tanka.
Waka?
Yeah. The mother of Michitsuna's diary portrays court life during this period of Japanese history, which is also portrayed in the Tale of Genji, dated at...
Yeah.
Very cool.
Couldn't all go through.
In a vision, this author conceived of the devil as an ulcer-covered, pus-spewing giant worm that terrorized vain men who shopped at marketplaces. This writer's causae et curae is an early study of the human body, while the medicinal properties of plants, animals, and various stones are the subject of this thinker's book, Physica. This author devised a private alphabet called Literae Ignotae to create a mystical language known as Lingua Ignota, which was used to document 26 visions in a text named for a Latin phrase that means know the ways of the Lord. This thinker originally conceived of the universe as egg-shaped, but changed to conceiving it as a sphere by the time of De Operatione Dei. Since he cannot produce divine harmony, Satan only yells and grunts.
By
Kelligard. Yeah. Hildegard of Bingen.
Oh, yeah, that's from your abortive toss-up on
Hildegard. Yeah, sure. In 1912, Frederick Robert Martin purchased a few pages from this manuscript, sparking Western interest in it. 10 points each named this 10th century manuscript that was lavishly produced with golden and silver ink. It is named for the unusual dye used on its vellum.
Golden?
Not
golden.
Purple dye. Purple. The Blue Quran. The gold on blue color scheme of the Blue Quran can also be seen on the mosaic inscriptions of this Umayyad site on the Temple Mount of Jerusalem, an Islamic shrine whose namesake structure is made from gold.
The Dome of the Rock? The
Rock.
The Blue Quran was written in this script, which is named after a city in Iraq renowned for its Arabic calligraphy. This script is angular and often features numerous right angles.
Kufic, right?
Kufic.
Yeah, angular and angular. 20 points.
Not nostalgic.
Last toss-up. A character in this poem notes that the Laurentian land shield was ruthlessly gerrymandered, and there was a terrible tussle over the Tethys Ocean. The lines, creation lay in pain and earnest, once more reprieved from self-destruction, its adoption as usual postponed, conclude this poem, which contains a dirge section whose speakers dream of some Gilgamesh or Napoleon, some Solon or Sherlock Holmes, who can rescue them from their egregious destructive blunders. This poem's first part ends by describing Captain Kidd, who in his quiz program, How Alert Are You?, announces themes of Homo Abyssus Occidentalis, or seven selfish, supperless periods. Dedicated to John Betjeman, this poem opens at a bar in New York City.
It's infinite.
It sure is.
You're pretty anxious about that toss-up.
Yeah. Oh boy. Bonus, these concepts include Artha and Dharma, which mean prosperity, and the divine law. 10 points each name this group of four concepts, which are often called the four aims of Hinduism.
Okay.
Is it four individuals?
No, that's wrong.
Charta. They're Purusharthas. One of the Purusharthas is this concept which refers to salvation. More specifically, it means the liberation of one from samsara, the cyclic process of birth and death.
Nirvana.
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 Moksha.
Oh,
this is the fourth member of the Purusharthas. A book on this concept was written by Vatsyayana, who legendarily abridged Anandi's 1,000 chapter tome on this concept.
Well,
yeah, we saw
him. Artha.
Comma.
Okay,
so just say so. 340-150 is the final score. Maryland wins.
Yeah.
Good game, both games.
Good
luck.
Good game.